Greetings everyone, this is Shami Devan here, your spiritual and emotional wellness expert on the Sampoorna Wellness channel. Welcome to today's podcast. Today we are talking about something that people have been asking me over and over again. Every time I meet new people, every time I hang out with my family, this is the standard question that gets asked. And I'm sure if you are on a spiritual path and yet a different kind of a working professional, or even somebody who follows spiritual work as your life path, you do get asked this one question. So what is it? Most of the times, it is something along the lines of, what does it mean to be spiritual? And unfortunately, people have these sections made for people who are spiritual. A spiritual person never gets angry. A spiritual person is always calm. A spiritual person is very religious. A spiritual person is somebody who never has intercourse. A spiritual person is someone who does not have wine or any other kind of alcohol, or doesn't smoke or drink. There are all sorts of different variety of judgments that people have about those of us who are spiritual. So what does it really mean to be spiritual? Well, in my opinion, spirituality is a way of life, just like religion. The difference is that we love and respect every religion. Some of us do follow a religion, but it may be in a very eclectic way. We're not the types who will follow a religion by the book, but we will follow the essence of a religion. Being spiritual does not mean that we deprive ourselves from the joys of life. In fact, being spiritual is finding the middle way. In discovering the balance between spiritual and material life, that is what spirituality is all about. It is about conscious living. It is about being one with your environment and living in harmony with all the beings that are alive, including humans. Spiritual people usually share a very strong connection with nature and also its beings. We will be seen talking to the birds and the bees and the animals and the insects. That is normal for us, and the reason we perceive this as our normal is because we do not see the difference between ourselves and the other being. That is spirituality. Spirituality does not mean that you have to disconnect from your social world, but as I said earlier, it is about finding that beautiful balance, that harmonious dance between what is materialistic and quintessential to make a living, to live on this planet, and to really stay rooted and grounded in your own reality. And at the same time, being heart-centric, somebody who thinks from their heart, that is what a spiritual person is. We are not very left-brained. We are very emotional. A lot of spiritual people call themselves empaths. But a strong difference between somebody who is spiritual and somebody who is very cult-like is when you know that they are completely out of balance when it comes to their day-to-day lives. So spiritual people will inculcate their spiritual practices as a part of their everyday life. And I will give you my own example of how I include spirituality in my everyday life, starting from my morning routine. So when I wake up, the first thing that I do is I thank the Divine Creator for giving me yet another day to live my life to the fullest. So the first thing that I do is the practice of gratitude. When I put my feet on the ground, I thank Mother Earth. When I drink my glass of water, I thank all the water bodies to be bringing in this beautiful, fresh, drinkable water for me. So my day starts with gratitude. Then I brush my teeth and I go out to my terrace and I thank the trees and the plants that provided us with the oxygen at night. I look at the birds. I get a lot of parrots in my balcony. So I look at the birds and I greet them a good morning. And this is how I get my day started before I put any morsel of food in my mouth, before I have my first cup of tea. When I start my work, I thank all of the elements of the nature. So thanking the space for allowing me to conduct my work, thanking the silence, thanking the internet, and thanking my clients for giving me the opportunity to be at their service. When I cook food, I call upon my angels and I tell them, help me cook a meal that is the best, the most delicious and the most nourishing and loving meal that my family will ever receive. When I hear the birds chirping, the crows cawing, and I am, you know, recording a podcast or I am conducting a workshop, I thank them for participating in my work and enhancing it with their energy. So I hope that this is giving you some idea of the way a spiritual person really behaves. This is the difference between someone who is spiritual and someone who is not spiritual. And there is no right or wrong in it. It's just that when you are spiritual, what happens is you become a lot more conscious of yourself, of your environment, of the higher forces and sources that are giving you what you should be receiving in that moment. You become aware of your position on the planet and why your work is important. You start to live in gratitude and you start to be the person you are truly meant to be. So, do I encourage people to be spiritual? Absolutely. It is really important to bring in the spirituality in your life, to bring in elements of the spirituality in your life. But it does not mean that you disregard your negative emotions. It does not mean that you don't have fun. It does not mean that you don't lose your temper sometimes. I am bringing in the same concept again and again into these podcasts that at the end of the day, we're just human. We are here to fulfill our human life. And remember, until you don't learn to live like a human, you will be made to do certain tasks over and over again. Certain patterns will show up in your life over and over again because you have not learned to be human in that moment. So it is absolutely okay to bring in the human in you, even if you are practicing spirituality. Spiritual people also take therapy. Spiritual people also go out drinking and dancing and having fun with their friends. I know the best of spiritual people who eat meat, who are not vegan. I am not vegan. Okay, so I know the best of spiritual people who are not vegan. I know the best of spiritual people who love to have a smoke. I'm not promoting smoking or drinking or anything on this podcast. Let me be very, very clear. But our food, our beverage choices, our temperament, everything, none of these are responsible when it comes to our spiritual practices. There is a very stark distinguishing between the two. And the distinguishing is that a spiritual person is more conscious about what they are doing. Whereas somebody who is not spiritual is not so conscious about what they are doing. That is the main difference. So the next time you connect with someone who is spiritual or you have spiritual people in your family, try and understand their world a little bit and perhaps bring in certain qualities of their world into yours. For example, the practice of gratitude. For example, the practice of grounding their energies. How do they do it? What makes them do it? How do they bring in the element of fun while being spiritual? And this is something so worthy of learning that if you do start to practice this yourself, you will realize how much better the quality of your life becomes. So this brings me to the end of today's podcast. I hope that you have gotten to learn a thing or two about us spiritual people. And I hope that I have inspired you at least a little bit to become spiritual yourself, if you're already not. I hope to see you on Friday with another mental health post. Until then, have a fantastic week ahead. Take very good care of yourself. I'm sending you so much love. I love you so, so much. Angel blessings. This is Sharmi Devan signing off. Thank you.